And WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 963rd broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Farron Young.
Well, I went to a hospital the night, joint was a joint, everything was right. Head's doing a bop, chicken too. I sit along at a table for two, cause I can't dance alone. I can't dance alone. Can't get in the groove, cause my feet won't move. And I can't dance, no, no. And I can't dance, no, no.
No.
Well, I met a pretty baby and I got a chance to ask her if she'd show me how to dance. She said, I can't go. Said, baby, there's something you should know. I can't dance, I don't know. I can't dance, I don't know. Can't get in the groove cause my beats won't move. And I can't dance, no, no. And I can't dance, no, no.
No. Dance, 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 dance,
dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, myself right under the wheel. Said, pretty baby, we might as well go. We can't rock, we're gonna take it a show. Cause we can't dance, no, no. We can't dance, no, no. Can't get in the groove cause the beats won't move. And we can't dance, no, no. And we can't dance, no, no. And we can't dance, I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And we're more than happy that all you folks could be with us here for another Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, how about leading off with the lineup?
Glad to, Farron. There's Rod Brassfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Chet Atkins.
And Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancers, and all the Grand Ole Opry gang.
Yes, sirree. And our special guest, the versatile pickers and singers known as the Carlisle. Well, we'll have them out here in just a little bit, but right now let's hear what's new in the biggest little city in Tennessee as told by its favorite citizen, the Hornwall Wonder Boy, Rod Brassfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. That was the finest music I've... Howdy, Fern Young. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Rod.
Doggone, you've got a suntan, boy. Where have you been at?
Hawaii.
Huh?
Hawaii?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine. Oh, don't get fine here.
You been over there in that there fern country?
Yep.
One of them hula dancers?
Yeah.
I was engaged to one of them once, but she wiggled out of it.
Is that... Oh, hold on.
Hey, Fern. I was walking down the street a while ago, and the great big old policeman walked up to me and arrested me.
He did.
He says, are you drunk? I says, no, Flitter, no, I'm not drunk. He said, well, what's the matter? I said, I just paid my income tax, and it staggered me.
Know what you mean, Rod.
Hey, Fern, they're playing night football down there in Hornwall nowadays.
They are.
And they've got a great big old white football, you know.
Yeah, that's
it's painted white.
Yeah.
Got lights up all over the football ground.
Right.
One of them old big-footed boys kicked that football over in Bob Harwood's chicken lot.
Yeah.
Which is right next door to the football field there.
Uh-huh.
And that old rooster went out and looked at it. And he called all the old hens out and he said, look here, girls, something's got to be done. Look what they're doing next door.
Oh.
Hey, Fern. Fern, you ought to have been down there last week with us. We had, last Tuesday night, we had a big masquerade party.
For in Hornwall?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, it was fun.
What'd y'all do?
All the women folks, all the girls, they had to go dressed according to the color of their boyfriend's hair.
Color their hair.
Yeah, for instance, if he is redheaded, they had to wear a red dress, you know?
Oh.
Gray hair, gray dress.
Yeah, black hair, black dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, my gal Susie had a time.
She did. What happened?
Look how bald I'm getting.
Oh, my God. Rodney, I want to shoot you.
Hey, Fern.
What?
We played a lot of games. We played a lot of games there at the party.
You did what?
We played one game called Pony Express.
Pony Express. How do you play that?
Well, it's the same thing as post office with just a whole lot more horsing around.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Hey, Fern. Hey, Fern. Do you like to play? Do you like to go hunting and fishing and stuff? Are you a sportsman?
I love to bird hunt, Rodney. That's my favorite.
Bird
sport.
Hunt?
Right.
Oh, I wish you'd have been with me and Grant Turner just last week.
What happened?
Well, we went bird hunting, me and Grant.
Yeah.
And we run into two other fellers and was bird hunting. One of them stuttered when he talked.
Stuttered?
Stuttered, yeah. He just couldn't hardly say nothing.
Is that right?
And the other feller had St. Vitus' name.
Oh, Rodney. Yeah. Bird hunting.
Yeah, well, there's a bird sitting up right in the tree, and this here feller stuttered. He throwed his gun up and he shot, and the old bird just flew off.
He did.
Missed him. Missed him just like... Just missed him. Yeah. And then we went a little bit further on down through that sage-grass patch there, you know. And we seen another bird. This fella had St. Vitus' name. He throwed up and shot and just killed that old bird just like that.
You mean he hit it?
And the fella stuttered and said, well, no wonder you hit him. You aimed all over the tree.
Oh, God, well, get out of here. Oh, Rodney, once in a while I kind of get the feeling that you stretch the truth just a little bit. Well, so now when you got some guest stars with as much talent as ours have tonight, I figure the best thing to do is get them on stage, let them entertain you. So what do you say? Let's make welcome a whole passel of the Carlisles. All right. Well, so when I said a passel, I meant it. There's a lot of them. Hello there, Miss Dottie, Sherman, Tommy.
Howdy. Howdy, Fern.
Hi, William. Good to see you, Will. We're glad to have you here on the Grand Ole Opry with us.
Well, there ain't no place we'd rather be. You know the Grand Ole Opry is the most, Fern.
I know what you mean, William. But tell me something. I bet you Carlisle's been working out pretty good here lately, hadn't you?
Yeah, we've been up in the Carolinas working some. Uh-huh.
I know the folks enjoyed it, Bill. Say, the folks around here are kind of anxious to hear you sing a song, so how about you and the group knocking out one for us?
Fern, we'd like to dedicate this one to me and you.
Me and what is?
Me called too old to cut the mustard, anybody?
Not me.
When I'm too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. And I was younger, had lots of pain. I could get around and didn't need no help. Since I'm old and I'm getting gray, people all look at me and say, too old. Jump, pick a fence, but now I'm lucky if I jump an inch. I'm too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I stooped myself right under that wheel. Had to fight the gals off with a stick. But now they say,
oh, he makes me sick.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
You know that our old saying, in the springtime, a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of...
Of how good a pie full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco can taste?
Well,
that's because Prince Albert's always fresh. It's crimp cut, so it smokes cool. You get a slow, lazy, comfortable smoke with PA.
Yeah, I know, but what I was going
you
to say...
You were say that you know that the special process PA uses keeps in all the natural goodness of fine tobacco that Prince Albert starts with, even improves it.
Well, Mr. Farron, look, anybody knows and everybody knows how good Prince Albert smoking tobacco is. But what I was talking about...
You're talking about making cigarettes, Rodney. You can't beat PA and OCB papers. It rolls easy and it smokes so good. Now, what were you trying to say?
Well, I was going to say in the spring, a man's fancy turns his thought to PA. See there, you've got me doing it. What I mean is, for pipe smokers or making men, you can't beat good old Prince Opera smoking tobacco.
Well, tonight it's time for a little fun and dancing with Tommy Jackson and the Opera Square Dancers. So grab a partner and step right out. Well, that's the way I like to see it. Everybody having a good time. But even though we all have a fine time here, it's a good thing for all of us to pause a minute or so and give thoughts to the Easter season, which is going to be with us real soon. And too, to give a little thought to what it means. Lift up our voices and songs to Him who died on the cross so that all of us might have everlasting life.
I look for Him in a soft summer rain, and He was there.
He was there.
Oh, I searched for Him when it all seemed in vain, yet He was there.
He was there.
And I saw Him in the desert sun and on the avenue.
He was there.
I could hear Him at a little church where two sweethearts said, I do.
He was there.
I looked for Him in the heart of a friend, and He was there.
He was there.
Oh, I searched for Him when my ways I would mend, and He was there.
He was there.
It's so simple, it's so wonderful. Everybody, everywhere, just look for Him, and He'll be there. It's so simple, it's so wonderful. Everybody, everywhere, just look for Him and He'll be
Thank you very much. That's one of our favorite hymns, and we hope you like it. Right now, here's a performer who's certainly a favorite of the Grand Ole Opry folks when it comes to guitar playing. Here he is playing right now. Who's sorry now? Mr. Chester Atkins. Thank you, Chester. As usual, you done a fine job. Now then, we got a real treat for all you folks out there. I'm sure you all know about our next performer. She's a gal who wore one of these new style chemise dresses, but folks couldn't tell whether it was the dress that was the droopy in the back or the girl inside of it. Cousin Minnie Pearl! Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'll tell you right now, I'll be glad when springtime comes. Look like we ain't never gonna have no warm weather. We want to get things kind of fixed up at the house at Grinder's Switch, like we did last year at springtime. This time of the year, we's cleaning up the yard, and we even started to get a bird bath. You know, one of them things sets out there, it looks pretty, you know, setting out there in the yard on them bird baths. Brother says, why, what in the world we want to get a bird bath for? There ain't a bird at Grinder's Switch that knows when it's Saturday night. Well, so though, we've had a... Excuse me, I'm sorry, I've been working down in Alabama, and I had trouble with my throat, and I went to the doctor, and he gave me some medicine. It like killed me. It won't the medicine hurt me, it is the directions on the bottle. Said take it two nights of running and skip a night. Yeah. I'm telling you, them girls down there, and fellas too down in Alabama, southern Alabama, they talk real slow, don't they?
I know they do.
Oh, I tell you, I get so I talk pretty fast down there around them. They talk so slow in comparison to the way I talk. There was one town we went into down there. They said there was a girl down there that talks so slow that a feller asked her if she'd ever been kissed. And before she could say she hadn't, she had. I wish that had been me. Well, so though, there was a magician and feller come to Grinder Switch this week. You know, one of them, fellers is magic, you know, because them patootie sweet pickles la tush, you know, one of them fellers. Yeah, well, sir, I'll tell you now, he called for volunteers from the audience, and Brother and Blubber Bascom and several of the fellers went up there to the stage, but they sent Brother back because it was a mind-reading act. Well, Brother, I wish you wouldn't laugh like that, Tara. Anyway, the next trick that he asked for volunteers from the audience, and it caused a row. It is embarrassing. It really was. Woo! It is awful. Why, he was going to, when they got, what he said he warned them for was he was going to saw a woman in half, and eight men got knocked down trying to drag the wives up there. They did. It is awful. Uncle Nabob was one of them. He's still kind of limping, you know. Oh, he'd love awful well to get rid of Aunt Ambrosie. In fact, the other day she'd been giving him so much trouble about backseat driving, telling him when to turn, do this, do that, do the other. He just pulled his old car up on the railroad track and pulled it halfway across and got out and left her just sitting there, you know, in the backseat. He said, now I got my half of the car over, you get your half over. Bye now, see you next week.
Hey, Grant Turner, you've been real quiet tonight, haven't you got anything to say?
Nope.
Not even about spring politics of the coming baseball season?
No, but I could say a few words about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Couldn't we all?
For instance, I could say that Prince Albert gives pipe smokers the coolest, laziest, and most comfortable smoke they can get.
Right, and PA is always fresh, and nothing beats PA for rich, natural taste. That Prince Albert process keeps in all the rich and natural tobacco flavor. So for a tasty, comfortable smoke, pack your pipe with Crimp Cut PA, the cool, lazy, slow-burning smoke.
And you making men, you get the same kind of smoke when you use PA and OCB papers. Roll so easy, smoke so comfortable and good.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, it's a nice time we got our guest stars back out here tonight, so how about a nice encore welcome for the Carlisle?
Fran,
William.
Ain't that fine bunch of people out there?
Nicest folks in the world, Bill.
Hey, Fran, you reckon they could stand another one of them spasms, Buzz?
Well, that's what you're here for, Bill. You just get up there and do it.
I tell you what, let's do it. We don't tell them what we're going to do. We'll let them guess what it is. Okay?
All right, go ahead.
All of my life
Tonight there ain't gonna be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see that you were meant for me. All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see that you were meant for me. Shadows are falling. Can't you hear my poor heart a calling? A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my sugar tonight. All of my love, all of my kisses. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see that you were meant for me. Can't you hear my poor heart a-calling? A little bit of loving makes everything right. See my sugar tonight. All of my love, all of my kisses. You don't know what you've been a-missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you and me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The world can see that you were meant for me.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, buddy. Right now, you know, we got entertainers running right out of our ears here on this show. And we're real happy to have a lady here who made the piano famous. Rodney, behave over there. You get my tongue all tangled up. Here she is, the Down Yonder Girl, Miss Dale Wood. Dale, honey, you're a great entertainer, one of the best.
Farron, you do a fine job of emceeing the Grand Ole Opry, but you never seem to say much about yourself or sing many of those fine songs you do so well.
Well, Grant, you know how it is.
Well, I know you've been working on pictures out in Hollywood, and I know you've been out on the road a lot playing the big crowds, but what's coming up next, Farron?
Well, thank you, Grant. Next week, myself and Ferlin Husky, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and Gene Shepherd are going to be down in Florida. We'll be in Miami, Tampa, and Ocala. And also, I'd like to mention that the newest picture that Ferlin Husky and myself just completed called Country Music Holiday has been released, and it'll have its world premiere here in Nashville this coming Thursday.
Well, that sounds really big, Farron, but I happen to know that your new Capitol record is going great, too. So how about it? Folks, here he is, Farron Young, singing his latest Capitol release, Rosalie.
Rosalie. Rosalie.
Rosalita gonna get married. Papa gonna be surprised. She fell in love with Mr. Lee. He's gonna make her his bride. Rosalita gonna get married. Gonna set a brand new style. She's gonna stroll to the rock and roll, juggling down the aisle. Gonna have a teenage wedding. They're gonna be a big affair.
Big
Biggie Sue, short fat Fanny, long tall Sally, gonna all be there. The organ are gonna be playing, a hopped up wind beat, and Rosalie's are gonna say I do to the rhythm of the juggling beat. Rhythm of the juggling beat. They're gonna have a teenage wedding. They're gonna be a big affair.
Big Bang.
Peggy Sue, short fat Fanny, long tall Sally, gonna all be there. The organ's gonna be playing, a hopped up wedding beat, and Rosalie's are gonna say I do. Rhythm of a juggling beat,
Rosalie's gonna get married.
Papa gonna be surprised.
Rosalie.
She fell in love with Mr. Lee. He's gonna make her his bride.
Rosalie's gonna get married.
Gonna set a brand new style.
Rosalie.
She's gonna stroll to the rock and roll, shoveling down the aisle. Gonna have a teenage wedding. They're gonna be a big affair.
Big affair.
Peggy Sue and that short fat Fanny, long tall Sally, gonna all be there. The organ are gonna be playing, a hopped up wind beat, and Rosalie's are gonna say I do. The rhythm of a juggling beat,
Rosalie.
Rhythm of a juggling beat,
Rosalie.
Rhythm of a juggling beat.
Well, so that's it, folks. We've got to get out of here, but I want to tell you we sure had a wonderful time with you, and we sure are glad that all of you could be with us for this edition of Grand Ole Opry. We'll be back again next week when the boy in the driver's seat will be Jim Reeves, and he's bringing along the Everly Brothers, who will be riding right along with him. Till then, this is Farron Young saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing all of you wonderful people next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
And why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette today tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Have a real cigarette. Have a camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.